Howdy, spooky witches. It's the God, HBO Boys podcast. We're going to be doing something interesting today. So the last episode of WandaVision is about to air, and so we are going to put all our cards on the table and make predictions about how we think certain things are going to go, and then you can compare what we say here to how the end of the show went, and then whoever is the most correct, the other two people are going to give them $100.
That's untrue. Nope. Chad,
guys,
put your checkbook away.
I have a previous engagement. I can't be part of this podcast.
Oh, for that, do you have a previous engagement for that $100 specifically? Like, no, I have to buy $100 worth of Slim Jims. I can't be here.
You know, that would be a better investment.
So than yes. Just giving money to James yeah. when he asks for it at the beginning of a podcast.
Because I've already seen the leaked show.
That's off. This is going to be a bad podcast overall, where you're just saying things weirdly confidently. By the way, I'm Ryan. That's James. Chad's also on the podcast. This is a normal podcast that you guys do. And as I said before, I'm like the drunk uncle of this podcast. I'm just glad to be here.
Well, you
subbed for me that one episode.
Yeah.
In case anyone's worried about my health, I didn't really have a paralyzed penis or anus. That's just a funny joke on what the actor who played Xander in Buffy said his excuse of that he couldn't
James,
give a comment about Joss Whedon.
I was so proud of you for being honest in the last podcast. And
me
now you're
too.
Walking
I
back.
Was... Chad, I was just about to say this
is
shameful.
What are the odds that me and
that
Xander
you
from
would
Buffy
absolutely
had the exact same malady at the exact same time?
The odds are 1-1, 100%.
Don't ask me about Joss Whedon, all right?
We didn't. You just keep bringing him up. I have a numbered list I'd like to go over.
Okay.
Ryan's so prepared. Ryan always takes good notes.
Oddly enough, was not my strong suit in all of what you would call school. But when we're talking about television shows, it's what I care about. So I just want to ask you guys some questions, and then I'll talk over you as you try to answer them. Does that sound great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
That's okay. I'm going to lightly edit this episode, guys. So there's going to be a lot of, like, I'm trying to start, and then Chad's trying to start, and then I say go ahead, and then he says go ahead at the same time. That'll be good.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, number one. So, it is already known. By the way, this is about WandaVision. Has that been made clear? So, number one, it is already known that Wanda will be in Doctor Strange 2. Reality is but a construct, which is not the name, but I'm just throwing it out there as like a possibility for them. Perhaps they'll change it. I know it's late in the game, but it's a better idea. So, does that mean that she pulls Agatha in with her? Does Agatha make it out of this season of television? James, what are your vibes?
Marvel villains do not usually get that long of a shelf life, the big exception being Loki. It's kind of like they're one and done. Even with Thanos, it was like, okay, well, here, you're part of a two-parter, and now we've erased you from existence. My feeling is that this is the end of Agatha, however WandaVision resolves.
Does she end as a shriveled husk?
I mean, whatever happens, I think she's going to either, you know, die or be sent to the Shadow Realm or something by Wanda. We'll see how it goes.
Chad, what are your vibes?
I don't know, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if we left the show with Agatha and Wanda having kind of like come to a stalemate, and, you know, Agatha recognizing that Wanda's more powerful than she is, but Wanda recognizing that she doesn't know shit about magic. So they have like this weird,
right, that,
like,
she needs some help.
Yeah. So like Wanda says, you know, I'll help you. I'll give you some of my power if you teach me how to use it, kind of thing. I wouldn't be surprised if she becomes like the mentor that turns this Wanda into the Scarlet Witch.
As she is in the comic books, correct?
Yeah, exactly. She was her first teacher.
There's this part of me that just feels like, you know, Kevin Feige has been talked about in the context of this show because he had to approve the person who played Dottie, and we'll talk about her later, and not so much about Catherine Hahn, although Catherine Hahn is behind Vision and Wanda the biggest part of this show. I feel like if I was Kevin Feige watching the dailies from episodes 5, 6, 7 and be like, so we're killing off Catherine Hahn in 9? Do we think that's smart? She's kind of dope.
Yeah, it would be a mistake. We just kind of got to know her for the first time. And I don't know. I think it would be a mistake. It wouldn't. James is right, though. Marvel, even the interesting villains, Marvel has a tendency to kill them off immediately.
We're not going to get Hela back. You know, everyone loved her.
Right. But maybe they're learning from their mistake. You know, like eventually you only make the same mistake so many times. And especially if you write a compelling villain. I think what really happens is villains aren't well developed, so they're killed off because they're not developed characters. But
that's a nice way to say that they're not good characters.
Well, yeah, they weren't good characters. Well, even when they were good characters,
they're poorly written and they need to go.
Right, exactly.
I'm just excited that these possibilities with the multiverse allows them the option to bring Malekith back into the story, which I think a lot of people Christ. Have been sitting around waiting for that to happen.
See, I've
waited
joke.
For the one person to... Who's the stand for Dark World? Like, who is the person? Like, you know, how dare you? It is not that bad. Like, go back and watch it. I swear to God. What happened to Dark World truly was Love and Thunder. Right? Like, Love and Thunder happened and people were like, oh, it could have been that. Dark World sucks. Anyway, does Vision fusion dance his way into a new form and come out of this miniseries alive in the real world as well?
Yes.
James, your one-word answer.
Well, just to say, lock it down on the other one. I'm saying Agatha dies. Is Chad saying Agatha survives?
I'm saying that Agatha survives.
Okay, then I'm going to also go with Vision dies. I'm going to put my money on that.
How many Visions die?
The good Vision dies.
And the bad Vision survives?
Whatever happens to him. I want him, after the fight, to be like, oh, actually, I'm James Spader.
Oh, sure. I think Paul Bettany has now actually said 100% that he was JKing. The person that he said hadn't showed up yet was him, but again, an actor he would have loved to always work with, but he never had the chance.
Is that confirmed?
He now works with himself. Yeah, I think, I read an interview, I believe, where Paul Bettany was like, I didn't know theory casting was a thing, and I'm sorry I ruined the internet with my words, but I was talking about, just like, just talking about me.
He should have bit his tongue for another day. That would have been great.
Right, Chad sent me a picture of the WandaVision cast list that has James Spader in it.
Right.
Right.
He's got a voice credit. So if nothing else, we're going to hear his voice. But I don't think we're going to get a lot of flashbacks in this episode.
Right, like that, it could absolutely be a flashback where James Spader's there.
But this episode's going to be so packed already. How could it be?
He's going to be in the secret bonus 10th episode.
Oh, shit.
I'm a 10th episode truther, man. It's happening.
Are you? The Earth is flat and there will be a 10th episode?
Yeah, jet fuel can't melt the 10th episode.
So just to go back to the question you asked, I think what I really want to happen, and I guess I don't really think this is what's going to happen, but what I really want to happen is White Vision reactivates with Ultron's consciousness. I think we talked about this in last week's pod. They talked about Ultron earlier on, and like there's a payoff for Wanda because she gets to, you know, take down the villain that killed her brother, and there's a good payoff there. And like if they needed to introduce a big bad at the end, because right now I don't really feel like there is a big bad, because evil Vision is really Sword Vision, and Sword, even though the guy's a dick, the organization is not an evil organization. Agatha...
Yeah, but Haywood's the antagonist. He's definitely going down as well.
He is going down for sure. He's going to get his comeuppance. And I think that he's going to do it because Ultron's going to awaken inside of Vision's body and be like, you know, thank you for reviving me, pathetic human. Rip your skull out. Oh,
yeah. That'll be fun. We'll just keep bringing up Dragon Ball Z. We'll do the scene where Android 17 blasts right. apart Dr. Gero, and he's like, I made you!
And does that mean that that Jimmy Woo is Krillin, and he's going to freak out? And
the Venn diagram of people listening to this who understand what you're talking about is incredibly small. So this is what I'm going to say. I think Vision doesn't make it out of the series. Because I don't want him to make it out of the series, right? Because as you just said, there is really no big baddie. They are kind of taking Agatha to a place where, like, she has Wanda's fake kids and Wanda's real mad slash sad about it. If there is a big baddie going forward, I think it will be Dottie, and I don't think it will be, like, explained an incredible amount. I want Vision to go. I want the inevitability of Wanda actually dealing with her grief and moving on in a slight way to happen where, like, Vision has to say goodbye for a third time. He helps take out weird white power Vision, and, and I think I want Agatha to stick around. I think Vision goes and Agatha stays, but as like a tier 3, tier 4 character.
I think
do we get Doctor Strange?
Is the next category Doctor Strange?
Correct. Like, do we get Doctor Strange in a post-credit scene?
No, I'm a no on Doctor Strange. No.
What about Carl Mordo?
No.
Well, first of all, Chad, are you going to chime in on Doctor Strange?
No, don't. We're not going to get down from that.
If we get Doctor Strange, it will only be in a post-credit scene, but I don't think that we need it. And if it's just going to be like, something's going on, I need to get involved, and then he's going to like show his cloak of levitation, swoop in front of the camera, and walking away
okay.
into a bright door.
Other question, are you talking about the bad guy from Doctor Strange? No, we're not getting him either.
No.
Well, he was an example, I think, and I think it's a bit unique for the MCU, of good guy turning into bad guy, like deciding one day, like, oh no, F this noise, I'm bad now. So, and I think he will be in Doctor Strange too. I don't know if he'll end up being the big baddie of it, while the big baddie last time was a great big black blob in the sky. I don't know if the next big baddie is just like a dude, but yeah. I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch shows up either. What about Quicksilver? The Quicksilver from another franchise, they recast him. Does he begin a just like conga line of other franchise characters coming in and actually living for a while in the MCU?
Well, here's my take on Quicksilver. He will have some kind of ambiguous ending, because Marvel will want to play it by ear and then decide later, A, what his deal is, and B, what they want to do with him.
Yeah, I mean, that could
Chad.
Be.
Do you think he dies on screen, Chad?
No.
Or is just, you know, like,
I don't think you
he put, never think, existed in the first place on screen?
No, I don't think you put the work into bringing Quicksilver back into the show. Because they didn't need to do that. He could have been anybody. They didn't need to bring back Quicksilver for no reason. He could have been any of the other characters.
There was a reason. It was a troll to get social media buzz.
Okay. Is that before they believed in the show? Before the show was happening and the audience was like, no, we don't need fluff. Like, we don't need you guys to do crazy ass shit. Elizabeth Olsen is lifting this shit up by the bootstraps and riding off into the sunset when this is a great piece of television, where they were like, no, they need some injections of help. And the X-Men Quicksilver is that injection.
No, I just think that they decided, like, oh, this will really fuck with them. Everyone's going to lose their minds if we put him in here. And it doesn't have to mean anything. And I think ultimately, I'm leaning towards it's not going to mean anything.
That will be a
unsatisfying.
Bummer.
That would be
unsatisfying. That's not what I want to see. I think that's what will happen.
There's a third option here. And that is that he matters, but not in the way that we think he does. You know, like, just because he's not Quicksilver, just because he's not from the other universe, just because whatever, doesn't mean that his presence isn't meaningful in some other way. For example, when we see Wanda driving through the town before it's changed, notably, he and Dottie and obviously Agatha are not present. But like most of the other characters are in one form or another. So did she manifest him? Because she doesn't seem like she would have the ability to manifest a human. Agatha, I mean. Did she pull somebody from outside of the Hex in? Is he just... I find it hard to believe that he's just some random guy in the town, I guess.
I don't think that this has not been established one way or the other yet. But I assumed that like in Agatha's basement, all those doors... were like the doors from Nightmare Before Christmas and all led to different worlds or whatever. And we know that like every time Wanda was talking to Quicksilver, she was actually just straight up talking to Agatha. So we have no idea what the deal is with Pietro.
Right.
Okay, these next ones are quick hits. Okay, don't overthink it. Will we see the Skrull once more before we go?
No.
No.
Will we see Nick Fury?
No.
This is fun. You guys are really monotone about it, and I like that. Think a bit more about this one. What will Monica's resolution be? As we know, she can't die, and she's going to be in Captain Marvel 2. Chad, what are your vibes?
She's not going to have a resolution because she doesn't have a conflict.
Sure. I mean, she is kind of currently in conflict with Wanda, except for not now because Wanda's in a dingy basement.
Well, they're
kind of doing the shonen anime arc thing where like everyone's now getting an opponent for the big fight, and so Vision's gonna fight Mirror Vision, Wanda's gonna fight Agatha, and Monica is going to fight Pietro.
I mean, you call that the shonen? It's not. It's Avengers 1. There are people on the streets. Hawkeye has to face somebody. That goddamn bum.
I'd say it's more like Civil War, where everyone lines up and pairs off.
Yeah, just like in a row. And like, okay, who's as big as Ant-Man? So what is the ending for Wanda? Does it include a big baddie we haven't met yet? Or, as you said, are they just all going to be about to pair up? And then Wanda ends up alone with Monica patting her on the back and Agatha perhaps being a Professor X to her of sorts or gone. But, you know, is it a big ol' is there a group of people standing with her at the end, or is she just chilling by herself?
I got this one first. So, I'm very certain about this. Wanda will have a bittersweet, triumphant ending where, like, yes, she will lose Vision, but she'll realize, you know, that she needs to engage with reality, with Monica's help, and they'll defeat all the bad guys, and it will be her win. They're not going to do, like, the weird sexist ending from the comics. They're going to try to rebuke that. And so she will have a triumphant yet bittersweet resolution. And it's not going to be that she falls into the pit of despair, which, as Ryan explained in the episode he was on.
Yeah. Chad, do you agree?
For the most part, I don't think that she's going to be alone. But I think it's going to be, I mean, the whole show is about her accepting her grief. I do think, I am still in the camp of there being some kind of incident where something like, maybe she just like sets off a beacon in the multiverse and that gets the attention of some otherworldly being. There's going to be some inciting incident in this that's going to lead into the next movies. I don't know what that is yet. Originally, I thought that she was going to get so upset or get so angry for her kid's loss or whatever that she just like breaks reality. I don't think it's gonna go there.
Yes. Okay, let's go there though, because that is something that many people have brought up, where she, Wanda, just destroys the entirety of many a timeline and breaks realities, and it affects every movie in Phase 4. There are possibilities where Spider-Man doesn't have his powers yet. There are possibilities where Thor is played by Natalie Portman, where she is a version of Thor, but a lady. And what's his face? Man Thor. What's him? What's his name? Chris? where Chris is playing someone else. I know him very close. I know him 100%. Like, we're next door neighbors. I call him Chris. So you don't think Wanda's about to break the entirety of Phase 4 and make every piece of entertainment in the next 7 years slightly about her?
Nope. It's too much.
Okay.
Well, like, think about the Spider-Man fan, for example.
It would be the biggest swing, though.
Yeah, but
it would be the most ballsy swing.
Imagine going in, like, we're back in the early 2000s, and you watched the original Spider-Man trilogy, and then you get to the third Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire, baby.
Yeah, and you get into the third Spider-Man, and it's just like, why doesn't Spider-Man have powers? Why did they recast Mary Jane? Didn't we already see Doc Ock? Who's this guy? Like it would be too confusing for someone who's only in for, you know, one movie or one franchise.
Well, that's the point I wanted to bring up, because this is something Chad shared with me, but not yet on the show. So Chad's normie boomer mother, who has heretofore shown no interest in the MCU, is like a big WandaVision fan, right, Chad?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you want to talk? Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to say. I ask her questions about things that I think that she might be confused about, and she says that, like, there's enough context to put it all together. The Marvelite, I'm trying to give her the backstory, but she doesn't seem to care because the story is pretty self-contained. I actually don't know what her thoughts are on the last episode. I haven't talked to her since it aired. It seems like it holds together well on its own.
but that to the
Number
point
one,
that you were just
call
making,
your mother.
Chad, will it not, you know, alienate viewers like your mom if the ending is all wrapped up in the machinations and lore of other shit
right. That
your mom doesn't
right.
have a lot of context
and
for,
that,
right?
And that's exactly why people, this entire time I've said, yeah, I don't want to see Doctor Strange. Because if someone come in, if like suddenly there's Doctor Strange in WandaVision and it's the first thing that you've seen, that's a lot to swallow, you know? He's kind of a big deal.
So is she. I would argue a bigger deal than he is. Also, by the way, the MCU doesn't owe the person who just picked up WandaVision as the first piece of entertainment in the MCU that they've ever watched anything. Like, they have to assume that if you're on Phase 4, this is not the first thing you're picking up. And I'm sure they know that there are some people who have never watched anything before. I highly doubt someone in a conference room is like, we can't have Doctor Strange in there. Someone might not know who he is.
Well, it's one thing to have a character make a cameo, but to have somebody be a resolving, like, a plot-resolving introduction, that's
a
little different.
To kill Agatha? Yeah, no.
I agree. It is stupid if, like, someone jumps in this late in the game and then they're upset that, like, well, I didn't understand that reference. It's like, what, you should have expected that. There are people that do that, though.
Ryan,
well, I'm gonna say one second. A friend of a friend who's like a bit of a dummy.
Is it Chad's mom?
It's
I'm sorry, Chad. he's the one bad mouthing your mom.
It's somebody from my college town who I don't interact too much with. Like, he's a huge Dragon Ball guy, and he was really into the Dragon Ball show called Dragon Ball Super, which was trash. And I would talk to him about how bad it was, and he'd be like, no, man, it's really good. I love it, right? And then Dragon Ball Super had a movie that I had to, despite myself, admit was really good. And he's like, no, I didn't like it. I'm like, okay, so you only like things if they're bad. But a long story short, he jumped into Game of Thrones at the beginning of season 8 and loved
it. I hate him. I hate him. I hate that person.
Right?
Mostly not because he... I don't hate him because he liked season 8. That's fine. You're allowed to like season 8. People who are angry that the show ended poorly, and we are... I do not let us get bogged down in this, Ryan. I'm talking to myself.
I have a way to pull us back. So
yeah, it's no. I have one more thing.
Okay.
But like, a person who decides knowingly that they're like, fuck the rest of it, I don't need context to like things. How dare you?
So by this conversation, are we implying that people who watch Marvel movies need to treat the rest of the movies as though they are pre-seasons of a TV show? Like, do you need to binge watch Marvel to catch up before you catch the latest season?
No, you absolutely don't need to. And I don't think, personally, just to disagree with Ryan here, I don't think that the MCU is set up that way. I think the MCU is set up mostly that these films can stand alone with a few little scraps thrown to the hardcore fans who are like, I remember that from the other movie.
Right.
But I don't think, I think Marvel is going for a broad appeal.
I think the best example is actually to use Spider-Man again. In Homecoming, Iron Man was a big part of the show, of the movie. And then Spider-Man 2, obviously a lot happened between those two movies. But if you don't know what happened, the only thing that really mattered was that Iron Man died between the two scenes and then like the blip. You know, and like they do a good job of kind of like saying this is what happened in the meantime. And I think that's as far as they can ever go from movie to movie without or by pulling context from other movies. So if Doctor Strange was going to be in this show, they would have to have given some inkling that he existed earlier on to make it feel like it paid off appropriately at the end.
I believe you're allowed to have fun if you're a completionist, and I believe you're allowed to have fun if you're just watching one thing one time. I just don't want you to be uppity about it either way. That's all I want from you. Okay, I'm going to pull us back to WandaVision, guys. What role will Dottie, aka Arcana Jones, possibly, as has been predicted by many on the internet, have on the ending? Will she make it out of this show and into other pieces of the MCU?
If she is anything at all, and it seems as though she probably is, I think she is going to have the function that Chad has been talking about in terms of Doctor Strange, where she'll do exactly one thing at the very end of the show, which will indicate, like, oh, this is going somewhere. She'll look out for her later in the MCU.
Right, exactly. It'd be too much to introduce another influencing body into the show.
Does Falcon and the Winter Soldier live up to this, even if the finale is disappointing?
No. Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to suck I'm asking, ass.
Don't shoot the messenger here. I'm an interviewer. Okay, I'm a professional.
You know, maybe that's their plan. Maybe they're really lowering our expectations for it, so that when we watch it, we can be like, "Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's pretty good," you know.
Okay, I have an alternate take on that idea, Chad. people claim that there's this pattern of like whenever there's like a really popular, really famous pope, the next pope they pick is like someone shitty in order to make the one that everyone loved seem that much better. So maybe that's what they're doing with here, like they. In order to make WandaVision really seem like a transformative piece of television, they're like, and then the next thing we make will be really shitty, and then WandaVision will shine that much brighter.
You're giving a lot of people a lot of credit. Like, no.
Also, did you just compare WandaVision to the Pope?
Yeah.
Well, I get that.
Pope Ratzenberger would be Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and WandaVision would be Pope John Paul.
There you go.
Right. Pope Ratzenberger's favorite Marvel movie was Dark World, so I know that for the fact.
What?
Yeah.
Is he your
I'm
other
just telling
neighbor?
The truth. Yeah, he's on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really wacky and crazy duo. I should have my own sitcom, just like Wanda has for the last 9 episodes. So yeah. Oh, by the way, 9 episodes. James, a super secret 10th episode. It's happening.
No, it's not happening. But it is. I want it to happen because no streaming show has done that yet. You know, like you get to the end of like, you know, an Eminem album and it's like, what? There's a bonus track? Like, when is a streaming show going to do that? You can't really do it on Netflix because they pump and dump all their shit at once. But you could do it on Disney Plus or Amazon. Someone's going to do it first.
Yeah, you know, it's right. Definitely going to happen now. Now that it not happening has gotten so much buzz. Someone's going to do it now.
So, yeah, there's going to be... is the cliffhanger of episode 9 that there isn't episode 10? And even if there isn't a episode 10, what is the cliffhanger going to be? There has to be one, right?
The cliffhanger is going to be some multiverse shit, I guess.
Okay.
So how
are they going to make that... Great,
cliffhanger
perfect.
One.
This is what I want.
Cliffhanger 1, Wanda opens the multiverse. Cliffhanger 2, White Vision is like, actually, I'm James Spader. Cliffhanger 3. Dottie is like, actually, I'm this obscure Marvel character.
Cliffhanger 4. Dottie is like, I'm actually James Spader.
Yeah. Right. Cliffhanger 5. Pietro wakes up. He's like, what a weird dream. Where are the X-Men?
Cliffhanger 6. Pietro wakes up and he was in the movie St. Elmo's Fire the entire time.
Cliffhanger 7. He's the guy he played in Kick-Ass.
Cliffhanger 8, he's Kaiser Soze.
That would be sick. He'd be like, well, I don't even have superpowers. Where's my friend Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they wipe away Kick-Ass 2.
So,
why, did he die in Kick-Ass 2? I don't remember.
No, it's just a bad movie. Keep going, Chad.
I never saw Kick-Ass 2. That's right.
Don't skip it.
So, here's a thing. With the exception of the word Nexus, there isn't really any reference to the multiverse in this show at all. I think that everyone was expecting so much for there to be a multiverse in this show because of the House of M storyline and whatever.
Because Wanda's going to be in Doctor Strange too.
And that. People, there, because think about it. The only reference that we have to the multiverse in this show is Pietro, who may or may not even be from another dimension. He might just be some guy.
Actually happens is that Doctor Strange is like, the multiverse is being ripped to shreds. I need to find a Nexus person because they are in some way helpful to bring all the universes back together, or at least where they're supposed to be. But where might I find one of those? Bing, bang, boom, Wanda.
Right.
And Wanda's like, I can't help you, Doctor Strange. I'm too torn up. I have previously been in an entire series myself, and I'm really tired from that. I'd rather just not. And he's like, you need to help me save the world. And she's like, God damn it, Doctor Strange, I'm back in.
Hey, I have a thought.
Okay.
So I know how we can have a tragic ending and have Vision stay in the show or stay in the MCU. At the end of the show, her kids are going to die. But yeah. They're going to be killed by White Vision. Then they're going to do the fusion dance, and Wanda's going to be like, I can't be with you anymore because every time I see you, I see the man who killed my kids.
Oh. And then she kills Vision again?
No, that happened in the comics. Sort of.
I like when people think that the crazy shit does happen in the comics. If the shows and the movies were what the comics were, people would be like, I don't like this, I think. Like, it makes sense on the page, but then you're like, wait, she just like doesn't, he killed the kids? I don't want him to kill the, is the dog dead?
No, the white vision is gonna, yeah.
I know, you're racist.
Not the Vision.
I know.
More likely than that, like, Vision 2.0, because in my opinion, this is not the Vision from Infinity War. This is a duplicate. It comes to that realization, and it's like, oh, she invented him out of nothingness. His corpse is, the real Vision's corpse is still in, like, New York.
Oh, you're saying that the Vision that she manifested is not the actual consciousness of Vision.
Right. Well, it's a perfect duplicate, right? So he's going to be like, listen, lady, I know you're in love with the guy I'm based on, but I'm going to go do my own thing. You're cramping my style.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I never agreed to marry you. That was somebody else.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. How much do we just rip Wanda's heart out faster and faster?
That would be so, that's way lamer than my idea.
It's not only lame.
Neither of
like,
them are going to happen.
No, none of that's going to happen. This is, I think.
Well, no, because I don't know. Go ahead.
I just think episode 9 is going to be less. I don't think it's going to be less interesting. I don't think it's going to be less satisfactory than we want it to be. I think it will be both of those things. But what I do think is that it's going to have less. Just things that people have been theorizing for the last 10 weeks. I think the resolutions for people's wild imaginations, 90% of them are just not going to happen, and they shouldn't happen.
Yeah, so what are the odds, do you think, that the last episode is just a big battle where everyone's fighting their counterpart, and then the good guys beat the bad guys, and they live happily ever after?
Where Wanda's alive, Agatha's alive, Vision's alive, the kids are alive, and Dottie goes off into the sunset being like, I will get you
day. Agatha's dead. Because if you're to only see things from the surface, she's a villain.
Okay, so what I just said is correct, except for Agatha's dead and Dottie rides away.
Dottie's just a neighbor.
Oh, she's not even a... She's not
at a witch at all. What are the odds that we end tomorrow and everything that has been theorized is just people picking apart the minutiae and none of it's real?
Right. It's the Last Jedi scenario. and Pietro's just a guy from the town over who looked a little bit like character from X-Men.
Yeah, he's from Eagleton. I think that is closer to what's going to happen than if everything happens.
Yeah, I agree. Most of our dreams will not come true.
Right. The ninth episode of this series is going to be Price is Right rules. Like, just pick one, because that's going to be closer to reality.
Well, I'm excited for it, regardless. So.
Exactly. I was literally just about to say that. Okay. I'm not going to wake up at 3 a.m., but
it's going to be 5 in the afternoon for me, so I'll be checking it out.
That's just... Time zones are stupid, and I will stand by that. I know it's dark here and not there, and that's why they're happening, but I hate them.
James?
Uh-huh.
I admire your focus.
You sounded like you were about to ask him for more soup in the orphanage. James?
Yeah, James, can I have some more?
No, and then you hit the bowl out of his hand. Chad doesn't deserve more soup.
So yeah, if you're listening to this after watching WandaVision episode 9, tally up how many times I was right and how many times Chad was right. And if it turns out I was right more, Chad's going to give me $100. If it turns out Chad was right more often than me, then it was just a joke and there was no real bit.
Hey, James, why in the middle of recording this did you post a meme that I assume is exactly what Chad was just referencing, where it is a buff version of Mario and Luigi, and it says, hey girl, nice cock? Why did you do that?
You know,
I was trying to throw you guys off your game.
You did it.
I think you succeeded.
You did succeed. That's true. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this, also go to patreon.com/HBO Boys, Boys of the Z, for $1 or more a month. You get bonus content. Go there.
Wait,
see?
Do you get to join the Discord if you're part of the Patreon?
That's exactly correct.
So you can get this great meme that James just sent out.
No, it's in the mod chat. You know what, though, James? I think you should put it in the general chat for everybody who just listened to that pitch and we should write,
check out the latest podcast and put that picture in it.
Yeah, right, well, for $1.
This will be the thumbnail on SoundCloud for the episode.
It will not be. That is... Yes, and by the way, the detail for all of the WandaVision episodes, you say that you're watching WandaVision on HBO Plus. Do you just keep copy-pasting that? Because that is not where it is.
I don't think it says HBO Plus.
It absolutely does. I have to change it every time.
HBO Plus isn't a thing.
That's just a prediction that I'm sort of. Well, you guys don't understand that. Like, actually, if you've been reading the insider finance news, Warner Brothers and Disney are about to merge, and
you're future proofing the pod. Yeah.
That will result in a merging of HBO Max and Disney Plus, and the name that they're currently workshopping is HBO Plus. So I'm just trying to get ahead of the trends, and I will be vindicated soon.
So you think that Disney's going to drop the Disney name? It's going to be Disney Max.
It's getting old, Chad. Disney as a name, getting old. Upgrade.
Yep. Right. And then Brian's going to have to go back and change all those back to HBO Plus. And I'm
with my tail between my legs.
The biggest old I told you so.
Anyway, when you are writing the details of the captions, pay attention at all.
I'm rushing, man. I'm trying to get it out like as fast as possible.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful news. Anybody, listening to WandaVision.
But if I'm copying it from the previous post and you say
you got it wrong from the beginning, yeah.
Then okay, but then did you actually change them? What am I copying then? If you changed them?
No, I changed the last one. I'm not doing your work for you.
I see.
I just love that awesome. People tuned in to hear a podcast about WandaVision in the last 10 minutes has been like a podcast.
Oh, they're not here, Chad.
Oh, okay.
They're not here.
We have one patron, and she always listens to the end.
So,
everyone else has checked out.
I guess I'll leave another useful note at the end of the podcast. You can go ahead and skip everything after 30 minutes. It's too late now because it's past, and I'm telling you this in the future, but there you go.
This episode is coming out after episode 9, too. So we're really on the ball right now.
No, it'll come out. Please end this. I'm hardly going to edit this shit, so I'm going to get it out immediately.
Well, it's 2:45 a.m. It comes out in...
Chad, can you go ahead and mock up a combination of the HBO Max and Disney Plus logos so I can that as the thumbnail for this? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can.
That's going to be needed in the next 6 hours. Thanks very much.
No, I'm doing that.
Can that be the end now?
Yeah, and look forward, guys, to the Snyder Cut of Falcon and the Winter Soldier coming out soon to HBO Plus.
Aquaman's in it.
Perfect.
I like that idea, though. It's like, well, Zach, we know you didn't have anything to do with the show, but we're going to give you a cut. Give you a chance to cut it anyway. As I first think,
you're not doing anything.
You put all these colors down.
Momoa's in it, right? Then we're good.